Chapter 30. I could hear people racing around upstairs and knew they'd heard the shots, too. While they might not be worried about it yet, who knew how often they shot someone here, they soon would be. If they had any sort of communication devices, they would be getting the word that an assault was underway and they'd react to it. I didn't know whether they'd try to assist in repelling the attack or if they'd ford up and prepare to defend the house. But I didn't want to give them time for either. I had just started up the stairs when the door opened and two men came racing down the open wooden steps. They were too close to shoot, so I did what I could and leaned forward, covering up my head with my free hand, and stood up as they came down on top of me. Neither of the men really had a chance to see me, so they didn't realize I wasn't one of their people, and the shouts they gave were more grunts of surprise as they tried to avoid me. One failed completely and stepped onto my back. He was thrown off balance head first down the rest of the stairs after leaving a boot print on my left shoulder blade. The second was almost able to stop himself and a booted foot came down on either side of my head. I headbutted him in the groin as I stood while grabbing him and pulling him backward. His hand scrabbled for the railing and he almost saved himself, but I braced with my free hand and lifted his feet off the steps. He went over me, managing to reach down and grab a handful of my shirt as he fell, pulling me along with him. Unlike him, though, I still had control of my center of gravity and leaned forward to grab one of the stairs. He flipped over me and slammed into the stairs below us. Knowing the others upstairs would have heard the thuds, I spun around to finish them off. The first man was done. He was at the bottom of the stairs with his head at an unnatural angle. The other was sliding slowly down the stairs on his back, stunned, his eyes pinched shut in agony. "You guys okay?" a male voice yelled through the door at the top of the stairs. Yeah, I called, trying to mask my voice by making it deeper and mumbling slightly. I ran down several stairs just in time for the man's eyes to open as I stabbed him. His eyes went huge and slowly dimmed as the light went out of them. Sheathing the knife, I started back up the stairs. "Hey, you guys!" the voice from earlier yelled as someone moved into the doorway. I had just reached the door and I grabbed a handful of his shirt as he looked down at the men below, then pulled him down the stairs after them. "The whoa," he yelled, ended abruptly as he face-planted into the stair frame. A loud crack indicated something was broken, hopefully another neck, but I didn't have time to look. A number of voices on the second floor were now asking questions. They were interested, not alarmed yet, but they knew something was odd. And my time was quickly running out. "What the hell? What's going on down there?" rang out from above me as I picked my rifle back up from the stairs. I flipped off the safety and threw the rifle to my shoulder as I reached the top of the stairs. I saw that the stairway emptied into a kitchen, and as I came around the corner, I began firing as cannibals came into view. One woman at the sink, two rounds to the center of mass. I spun toward the table and saw I was screwed. Four men were sitting there, all facing the stairs. They were already in motion as I spun toward them, with the one closest lurching toward me, blocking most of my shots at the rest of the group. I fired at him and put two in his gut and one in his face as he dove at me. Then I sidestepped, trying to get a shot at the others. One fled out the door to the back porch. Although he wasn't much of a threat, I was already lined up on him, so I fired twice. I thought at least one of them hit him. I spun back in time to see the one on the left going around a corner into the hallway, too late to get a shot at him. The last man flipped the table on end, intending to use it for cover. While the thin wood provided him some concealment, it didn't provide cover. In fact, it did nothing to stop my bullets as I shot him several times through it. He slumped, letting the table fall onto his face. I could see one of my rounds had hit him below his eye. He was done. The woman was similarly finished. She lay looking skyward, unmoving. A noise from behind made me spin, and I found the guy who'd gone down the corridor. Apparently, the corridor wrapped around to the formal dining room behind me, and he'd tried to circle around while I was busy with his friends. He had his pistol out, and he came around the corner with his gun blazing as I threw myself to the side, firing a couple of times on the way down. Although the bullets didn't hit him, they caused him to stop and dive back around the way he came. As quickly as I could, I shot through the wall five times in the direction I thought he might be. I was rewarded with a, "Fuck, I'm gonna kill you for that!" So I figured I'd hit him, but not badly enough. I sprayed another handful of bullets through the wall, hoping to force him either out of or away from the corner. When I didn't hear anything else, I set the rifle down and drew my pistol as I got up. I ran quickly to the corner and risked a peek. I immediately noticed two things. They were going to need a new dining room table, and more importantly, the man was gone. Figuring he was trying to sneak around behind me again, I ran around after him and caught up to him as he burst into the kitchen. "Die, motherfucker!" he yelled as he sprang out shooting. "You first," I yelled. I gave him just long enough to start to look in my direction and put one through his head. He collapsed like a marionette with its strings cut, which left me staring out the glass door from the kitchen onto the back porch at the other six people I'd been told were up in the house. Several of them had drawn pistols and were starting to aim them at me. I fired twice, causing them to dive down and cover themselves as the glass door exploded into shards on them. Then I dove back toward the dining room to dodge their fire. Six people were more than I wanted to face with just a pistol and a knife. I needed my rifle. I got up quickly and raced through the dining room to the other side of the kitchen. The cannibals were just coming through the remains of the door. I traded fire with one of them as the rest dove out of the way. He grazed me on the arm, but I hit him in the forehead. I loosed a few rounds at them one-handed, just trying to keep their heads down as I grabbed the rifle in my left hand and ran back into the dining room, slamming another magazine into the rifle once I was out of sight. But now I was trapped. They were in the kitchen, but they also had a good view of the foyer and the front door, which was on the other side of the dining room. Had I known there were that many more, I would have run out the front door instead of shooting the last one of the first group with my pistol, and yelling at him had been stupid, too. Oops. 2020 hindsight didn't help me much. I needed a plan, and I didn't have any time to think up anything. So I threw my pistol toward the front door, then charged out into the kitchen from the other side. The clatter as it hit the tile in front of the door caused all of the cannibals to look that way. Then I was upon them, my executioner's mask upon my face. I killed the first two while they were still looking at the pistol lying on the floor, then a third as he started to turn. Realizing he'd been had, the fourth threw himself onto his back so he could aim at me and got a shot off that was close enough to my ear for me to hear it go past. I shot him four or five times. I wasn't entirely sure, I was so scared at that moment, then lowered the rifle to take stock. Which was when the remaining cannibal who'd followed me through the dining room tackled me. He hit me hard and high from behind, wrapping his arms around me, and drove me to the floor. Happily, his momentum carried us into the living room, so when my face broke our fall, it was at least on carpet rather than the simulated wood of the kitchen. I lay there, stunned, as my air whooshed out of me, and the cannibal took the opportunity to release me and climb onto my back. He grabbed my head in both of his hands and rammed it into the floor. I saw stars, and then more stars, as he did it again. But he had gone too far up my back, and I got my hands and knees under me and boosted upward, throwing him off me. He was fast at getting to his feet, but had to spin back around, and we came up at the same time to face each other, me with a knife in my hand, and him armed with nothing more than a frown. I smiled as I advanced on him, but he took a step back and yanked a lamp off an end table, pulling out the plug, bashed the lampshade off, and came back at me, using the broken glass at the end of the lamp like a blade of his own. He now had a substantial reach advantage over me, and I gave ground as he advanced, looking for something to even the odds. Unfortunately, I tripped over one of the bodies behind me. As I started to go down, backward, he saw his chance. He rushed forward and tried to stab me in the stomach with the broken lamp, but I pushed off on the faux wood floor and slid backward. The lamp dug a chunk out of the flooring between my legs. As he recovered, I levered myself up with one hand and drove my knife into the meat of his left thigh, which was as high as I could reach. He stumbled backward, his left hand going to the knife, but he managed to trip over the same corpse I'd fallen over, and he went over backward. I jumped to my feet, ran two steps forward, and scooped up my rifle from where it had fallen. He was just starting to get back up as I turned toward him, and three rounds in the chest put him back down. I stood up, stretching, and took a deep breath, only to see motion from the corner of my eye. I flinched, but couldn't avoid it, and the object hit me in the stomach like a punch. I looked down and saw it was a meat cleaver as it fell to the floor. Someone on the porch had thrown it, but the handle hit me, not the blade. I looked up and the man I had shot in the back earlier was standing on the far side of the deck, just visible in the dim light spilling out of the kitchen. A grill was set up out back, and it looked like someone had been making barbecue. He looked at me, and I looked at him. He looked as spent as I felt, and had a genuine look of disappointment on his face. He'd been sure the cleaver would kill me. I could see a dark stain on his shirt. He probably had been losing blood while I fought the rest of his friends, and I could tell he didn't have much left as he reached over to pick up another knife. He drew back his arm to throw it at me, and I shot him in the face. He went backward and over the low railing around the deck. I bent over trying to catch my breath while still looking for more of the assholes. There seemed to be an endless supply of them. When I noticed something beyond the blood dripping into my left eye, gunfire was still coming from the car dealership next door. I sighed. Guess I'd have to help with that too. There was no rest for the wicked in this fallen world.